darling, welcome to today's Pleasures in Piedmont series of my podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. It is sponsored by Divine Direction events happening in Italy in October, Chicago in November, and Miami in December. So if you're looking for some true divine guidance, a much bigger, better plan for your life than you can think up, that really allowing the spiritual aspects to manifest in the form of miracles, please get your ticket today. It's the last day of the early bird special pricing, divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
All right, my gorgeous. So today, house hunting, life, relationships, careers, it's quite the emotional journey, isn't it? I mean, there's just so much to learn, navigate, become aware of, get clear on, and really trust. So if you are just tuning in, I have been in Italy for exactly a month now, in pursuit of the ideal Italian farmhouse that I just thought was going to be this dreamy romantic experience of selecting some beautiful old stone farmhouse and, you know, just start living the Italian dream part of the year. And I'll just say it's been a roller coaster ride of ups and downs. It's been emotional. It's been eye-opening. It's been educational. It's been fun. And finally, yesterday, we went to tour a property for the third time that I was like, yes, yes, like this is really happening. Everyone told me it would take so long and it would be so frustrating. And here we've just been searching for a handful of weeks and landed on, and like as we went through and toured the place, Glenn's like, okay, this room is my office. And I'm like, this space is my office, and this is where the great room's gonna be. And there's gonna be a cigar room for Glenn over here. And like, this is what we're gonna do with the kitchen. And there's gonna be renovations and pools and outdoor kitchens. It was gonna be amazing. And I was going to go tomorrow with the architect to take a look at the land and make sure the renovations we want to do are all allowable. And I got a call this morning thinking that it was going to be the confirmation of the showing time for tomorrow. And it was confirmation that an offer was made yesterday by another couple and accepted. Italians or people who live in Italy, like, I don't get what your psychology around real estate is on so many levels, but why you wouldn't contact another couple who's clearly interested and be like, hey, there's been an offer placed. Would you like to also place an offer and let the owner select the best offer or the best people? Does not happen in Italy. It was just this matter of fact. I mean, the woman I'm working with now is not who I was talking about in previous podcasts. Absolutely professional, lovely woman agent I've been working with called to let me know that an offer was placed and accepted. And she was very, very sweet. And I think, I don't know if she was like bracing herself for like how, what my response was going to be. And thankfully, I just know better. So what I said to her was, thank you for letting me know. Like, I didn't go into any kind of, why didn't you tell me or whatever. I said, thank you for letting me know. And I just simply said, if for any reason that offer falls through, please do let me know because we are very interested. And otherwise, and I just kind of paused and she very delightfully said, she said, the hunt continues. And I said, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And so though on a human level, I felt like a schmidge of, but mostly complete faith. You know, and I think in times past, I've just so had my heart set on things and gotten fairly devastated when they didn't turn out the way I wanted, when I didn't get the house that I wanted in the past, or the client didn't sign up, or the, I don't know, travel plans fell through, or whatever it was. And I would like go to a place of despair that after doing the spiritual work that I've been doing, like I can't even really go to despair. I can barely go to disappointment because I know too much, just like you. You know, I know that either, and particularly since this contract was signed during Mercury in retrograde, it has a high likelihood of falling apart or falling out. Or with as amazing and exciting and gorgeous as all of these plans and what this house is or was, or it's actually going to be something even better, like that I literally can't imagine, because I can't really imagine. I mean, maybe the shape of the property could get better, but the rest of it was just like everything that I wanted in the area that I wanted, etc. And I just felt really grateful today to not just know spiritual principle, but apply it and live it. You know, and I felt sort of almost some of the tendencies being like, almost like I should feel disappointed or whatever. And I was just like, no, that if that house is mine, it's going to come back to me, or something even better is on its way. And it gave me an opportunity to redirect my focus. Because if I focused on that was the house that I wanted and it's not happening, and okay, fine, even if something better is happening, the, you know, negative Nelly attitude could be like, well, but it's not going to happen as quickly now, and it's going to take more time, and, you know, you don't know when it's going to happen, and this could get dragged out, and you can start to spiral downward. Or I just, as like, it kind of like started to be like, well, it's going to take a long time. Zoop. What do I have to be grateful for today? What am I excited about today? What do I have to look forward to today? And it was just like, if you get Gina's journal, which comes out every Thursday, and if you don't, make sure you get it. We'll put a link in the show notes. It's where I share my personal journal, basically, kind of like a day in the life behind the scenes of what happened that week. Like, so much epicness is happening. Today is the last day of the early bird special for the Divine Direction event. So people are signing up and tickets are coming in and people are making their plans and like coming, like one woman who's like in California, I know her, she's in the Q Club, like signed up, she's coming to Italy next week. Like, it's, anyways, it's so exciting. And seeing people sign up for Chicago and Miami as well. And anyway, so that's exciting. Today, I am about to go pick up a box, an arrival. I'm going to share more about this when like I get everything. But I have for years dreamed of doing collaborations with super chic, luxurious lifestyle brands, clothing, jewelry, otherwise. And the first collaboration that I'm doing, that I'll be featuring in the Q Club. So if you have not yet downloaded my Q Club app, make sure that you do that. We'll put that link in the show notes as well. Is the box is arriving today, and it's the most, wait till you see it, like gorgeous, scrumptious, yummiest, like fall clothes. Anyways, I don't want to give it too much away. And so it's like, I can focus on not having the house today, or I can focus on all the creativity and love and glamour and just epicness that's going to go into my very first collaboration with a luxury clothing line that is one of my absolute favorites. And I have been, I haven't opened up private coaching in a while, and two different women have come to me recently, and asked for private coaching. And I was like, well, I mean, they were so ideal. One woman signed up, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And it's just like, you know, when you like, this is why I started this in the first place. Like, I love coaching. You know, there's so much to do in like a building the business realm to just like be present with a super high-end client who's just really committed to transformation and truth and the up level has been like the gift to me. Like, I look forward to our set. I might look more forward to our sessions than she does. And then another woman just contacted me today who I've known for a bit, and she's like, I've landed, I'm ready. I want to do your private 6-month package. And it's like, she could not be more exquisite, more ideal. And it's like, what an honor to be able to be on the journey with these women who are not whining, not complaining, not saying that they can't, not like any of it, like super high vibe, super high level, and just making the decisions to get their lives even better. Like, such a joy. So, new private clients in the works. I mean, and I'm in Italy, and Glenn's awesome. Like, there's so much goodness to focus on. And it doesn't mean that we drop our standards, right? Okay, you have so much good to focus on too. And it doesn't mean just be happy with what you have. It means be in gratitude and be in the vibrational match of what brings you so much joy, because that will lift your attraction factor to attract in known and unknown opportunities into your life. And this is the place that we want to focus on. This is the place that we want to live in, because this is the place that we will attract more from. Because if I was focused on, I want it now and it doesn't work out for me and it's going to take so long and it's going to be really hard, then I'm going to attract all other things of that vibration into all the other areas of my life. So let's let life be so much better than sometimes we realize. Let's let life be so much easier than sometimes we let it be. And focus on everything that you are delighted about, excited about, grateful for, while calling in your next highs. Like, I'm just like, universe dazzle me. Like, wow. It's either that house is coming back to me and I'm just keeping the faith, or something better, which is like, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what would be better. And I am ex in excited anticipation of that farmhouse is happening no matter what. Like, that is a non-negotiable. And so there's a level of certainty. I wrote about this in my book. There's a chapter called The Sexiness of Certainty. And if you haven't either downloaded my book or listened to it on Audible or gotten the hardcover, we'll put the links to get the book as well. The sexiness of certainty, and it is sexy when you are just so certain that your good is coming to you, when you're so certain that money is coming in, when you're so certain the love of your life is going to show up, when you're so certain you're going to get on that podcast, when you're so certain the ideal clients are absolutely out there for you and want what you have to offer and have the money for it as well. Like, certain, 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 certain. You're like, boom, yes. Let's play and function and vibe at this vibration and at this level. All right, so let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us spiritual eyes today, that we're able to see beyond the physical realm, that we're able to see things the way you see them, of opportunity and abundance and prosperity and our greatest, greatest dreams and desires, knowing that they are coming to us, that we're able to see beyond the physical senses, beyond the physical realms, into the spiritual realms, and knowing that it is already done. The healing is already done. Whatever the need is already fulfilled. Whatever the desire is, it is already manifested on the spiritual level. And so in this moment, we pray that you would keep us excited and delighted. Keep us filled with your joy. Keep us focused on all of the wonders that you have already brought into our lives as we are creating the space in the delightful anticipation of all the new blessings coming forth as well. And we pray this believing, amen. Amen, amen. All right, my darling, if you are looking for some serious spiritual content training, please get your ticket today. It is the last day for the early bird pricing for the Divine Direction events in Italy on Lake Maggiore. The women that are coming are so glorious. Get yourself in the room. Same with Chicago in November and also Miami in December. This is a really deep spiritual training for you to be able to have a level of spiritual maturity that feels so vibrant and so in alignment with you that you are living your life in peace and joy, applying spiritual principles in every area of your life. That's what the training is going to be on at the Divine Direction events, that you getting the unique direction so clear that you are moving into in this next chapter of your life as the world opens up. I'm going to be talking about the 12 qualities of a queen from a spiritual perspective. This is content that I have not shared anywhere else. This is not in my book. It's never been in any of my other events. This is special for the upcoming Divine Direction events. It's the deep personal work that I've been doing inside of myself. And literally, it teaches you how to manifest every single desire that you have, having complete faith, confidence, and certainty that each of your desires will absolutely happen no matter what, and that you don't have to hustle, work overly hard, pull the flower open, make it happen, or fear at all that you've been left behind, that you're not special enough or good enough, that it can happen for others but not you. You come to this Divine Direction event and that will be eradicated forever. You will not be able to go back to your old way of thinking at all. And instead, you're going to be lifted up with other beautiful women just like you who are already successful in plenty of areas of their lives and they're seeking more. They desire more. They know they're meant for more. So if that's you, get yourself in the room. Go to divineliving.com/direction or click on the link in the show notes. Get your ticket. Today is the last day for the early bird pricing. It goes up by $500 tomorrow. Not that the event's not worth it at $500 more, because these events are so life transforming. They are priceless. But get yourself in on the discounted rate. All right. Lots of love. My goodness, how much did you love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting, what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode? Let me know on Instagram.